Hey there, everyone. I hope we're all having a great day today. Full disclosure is that this episode is not going to be like a normal episode. It's not going to be a scary story, nor really a story too much, I guess, depending on how you look at it. Anyway, if you want, you can check out any of my other videos. This is more of an update episode. I'm coming to the end of season one. And I'm really excited. I couldn't have gotten here without any of you. So thank you for listening. Thank you for liking, sharing, and just being a part of this whole thing for me. I really appreciate that. Also, another thing is this episode is not scripted. So you're going to hear a lot of my filler words. And you're going to hear a lot of me just kind of rambling. I'm going to try to edit it out. I can already tell I'm going to have to do a lot of editing with this video, but we're going to have fun. It's going to be great. I have just stuff I want to cover with all of you, just updates on things that are going to be happening after season one is over with, things that are going to happen in regards to season two, and things that are going to happen outside of my podcasting thing that I do. So I want to end season one with my 23rd episode. I know I still kind of have a ways to go, but when you think about it, it's really not that far away. Also, I'm posting this video because I just kind of want to kind of celebrate us. I wouldn't be able to be here if it wasn't for any of you. I really appreciate you listening and just taking the time to just be with me around like 30 minutes out of your day and stuff like that. It really means the world to me, honestly. But yes, I want to end season one with my 23rd episode. I'm also working with somebody on my 23rd episode. I'm going to be collaborating with a buddy of mine named Art. He's a musician who's still underground, does a little bit of everything. But he's going to help me wrap up my season one. And I have another friend who's looking to turn my logo into a GIF. I pronounce it as GIF. Please don't kill me in the comments. Just how I pronounce it. But yes, once season one is over with, I'm thinking about taking at least a 2.5 month break, possibly 3 months, from doing podcasting. And within that time, I kind of want to expand myself and kind of get out there a little bit more. I want to get onto YouTube, and I'll talk about that more in a little bit, but I really feel that taking a break from writing podcasts or from writing scripts is going to help out a little bit, just because it is going to lighten my workload. I am going to be able to focus more at work. I'm going to be able to spend more time with family. And it's something that's also going to allow me to post on YouTube still. But pretty much I'm going to be moving all my episodes onto YouTube. So it is going to be pretty easy, a lot easier than what I'm doing right now, just for the time being anyway. But yes, so I will try writing more episodes for my podcast, but with that said, I am going to be somewhat relatively busy on YouTube as well. So as I said earlier, with my YouTube channel, I do want to upload all my podcast episodes onto YouTube. And hopefully I'll have a GIF at that time that I could just kind of put over it or something. So yeah, I'm looking to kind of do that and just kind of bring my stories to YouTube. I feel like I could get out there a little bit more by doing that. Although I will still support my podcasting station. So I am going to post on YouTube, but only seasons that are done. So once season one is done, it's going on YouTube. Season two is done on YouTube. But also another thing that I want to do with YouTube is I want to talk about script formats. I want to talk about, because ultimately my goal is I want to write for cartoons, and I'm using this podcasting as a way to kind of not showcase my acting. As I said in the very beginning, I'm not a voice actor, I'm just a writer. So I want to showcase the fact that I know how to make pretty good stories, and all my episodes that I read from are in fact actual scripts. I have also mentioned in my Q&A episode that I do write my podcasts as scripts, and because of that, I do need to kind of translate them when I'm reading them, because sometimes I put things in there that would be a lot more appealing visually, or maybe I add in a sound that's a little bit too complicated for me to make, or to find that's like royalty free. So oftentimes in my scripts, I'm more artistic than I am when I'm doing it as a podcast. So I'm hoping that people do that, but here I go rambling. I want to do script formats on my YouTube. I want to talk about what is a parenthetical? How does a parenthetical work? How would one use a parenthetical? What about dialogue? What is dialogue? What's an example of dialogue? Shot. How do you go about writing in a shot for scripts? You know, stuff like that. I also want to post more non-scary stories on my YouTube channel. And all this is going to happen within the course of my YouTube career. It's not going to happen all at once. It's going to happen gradually, but I'm hoping that it's going to be a like a fluid one, you know? So yes, I do want to post up more stories on my YouTube channel, and I don't want them to be necessarily scary stories. I want to showcase myself and show that I can do a little bit of everything. I want to write deep, meaningful things as well as funny adventures. I want to write a lot, and that occurred to me the other day when I was thinking about just this idea I had from a long time ago, and how I just want to get back to my laptop and just write about it. And I remembered that all the writing I do now is primarily for my podcast. I really don't write anymore outside of it. And I was kind of missing that because I was writing the story in my head. And I was just like, dude, like, no, I want to be able to showcase this stuff too. I need to showcase this stuff. So that is going to be something that I want to do for my YouTube. Another thing I want to do is I think it'd be really fun, and my fiance was saying that she wants to do this too, that she thought it would be pretty fun. I want to watch and review TV shows and movies, and if anybody out there has recommendations for any stories they want me to write, or any TV shows or movies that they want me to kind of review the scripts of, I'd love to do that. For example, there, and I know I think I go to this example a lot, but it's with Drake and Josh. Usually they will say the same thing, relatively the same thing, but their parentheticals are different, and maybe their dialogue is a little bit different too, but mostly the parentheticals, which is how they're reading the lines, are different. And because of that, it kind of sets the tone for the episode, letting the audience know both perceptions of Drake and Josh. So I kind of want to write about that. I kind of want to write about, you know, save the cat moments in movies. I want to talk about, build up and climax. I want to talk about things like that, that writers would do in movies, or cases of foreshadow that often go unnoticed, but are really just, they really set the tone. They really set the scene for the movie. So that is something that I do want to do as well. Also, I think it's a really great way for me to get to know all of you a little bit better and be able to communicate with you all a little bit better as well, and just kind of be there a little bit more for all of you, and vice versa. I think it's a really great opportunity for all of you to get to kind of get to know my personality a little bit more, get to know me a little bit more, get to know my quirks a little bit more as well. So yeah, I think that's really cool. I think that's really personal, and that's what I wanted with this podcast anyway. I create it as art. I want it to be personal. Also, I'm sorry if I sound a little tired. I got off work not too long ago, and it was just kind of one of those really busy days where I didn't really get too much of a chance to rest. But yeah, I do apologize about that, but I'm super excited about this episode. So next segment is gonna be possible merch. I should probably put this a little bit later, but for some reason I put it like dead in the center when I was writing notes. I'm sitting here with my little binder, my little notepad that I was gifted for Christmas with my little Where We Town logo. So Adam, if you're listening, thanks for that. I appreciate that. You know, I love it. I use it all the time. But yes, possible merch is coming out. Just kind of depending on how many of you are interested in the merch. I was given the opportunity to make my own mask. And surprise, surprise, I made a Tales of Where We Town mask. So if you see some random dude walking around with a Tales of Where We Town mask, just know, it's Alex. It's the creator. Look at that. That's what he looks like. Pretty sure there's a picture of me somewhere. Anyway, but yes. Anywho, I'm possibly thinking about making more Tales of Where We Town masks. When it gets delivered, I will definitely take a picture of it and upload it to my Instagram. If you do not follow me on Instagram, go ahead and follow me. It's a great way to just kind of keep in contact with me. And it's a great way to just keep up with my podcasting. If I don't drop an episode for whatever reason, I will talk about it on my Instagram. And, you know, I'd love to say more, but that's about it. but yes, so I'm thinking about making some masks. I'm thinking about making some shirts. Obviously not anything crazy, but it just depends on who's interested and what y'all would want as merch. So if you want this really cool, trippy looking, Tales of Where We Town logo on your shirt or on your mask, go ahead and let me know. I sound so enthusiastic with this, but yeah, go ahead and let me know. I wouldn't mind dropping merch. I think it'd be pretty cool. I'm not sure if I'm there yet. I'm not gonna lie to you. But you know, I'm down for some cool surprises to know otherwise. So if I sound a little weird, it's because I'm in this like office room thing. I'm at work, and this is the exact same place that I recorded Officer Reese and the Dancing Man, but I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. Like, the hallways of where I live are like haunted, and it's all made of glass. It reminds me of that one movie, 13 Ghosts. And I'm not gonna lie to you, it's really creepy and trippy. I'm over here recording while I'm like shaking and sweating, you know? Anyway, next segment is, what will season 2 bring? That is a really good question I ask myself. Anyway, so yes, with season 2, what I want to do is, hey, that rhymed. I want to continue to post on my podcasting channel. The reason why is because I want to continue to support myself on my podcast. I will be putting stuff on my YouTube, but those are for side projects. That's for side stuff. But yes, I will be primarily posting new episodes onto my Anchor. Another thing that I want to do is I want to have more guests on my show. I would love to work with other podcasters or maybe voice actors or just friends of mine who have good ideas, who are just constantly pitching me just random episodes ideas. The other day, my boss recommended this episode of a weird plane. I think he called it Panic Planes or something like that. I forgot what he called it. It was not a bad idea. I'm probably going to use it in season 2 or something. But yeah, so I do want to collaborate with more people. I'm gonna have art on my final episode, and we're about 7 episodes away from that. So I don't think posting weekly is going to be an issue, because I know exactly where I want my stories to go. I know exactly what I want happening with them. And I've completely thought about this. I know exactly how Tales of Werrytown is gonna end. So I'm pretty good with working on episodes, even though I write them a week in advance. I'm pretty good with planning it out. I have a few episodes sitting on the back burner that I'm specifically wanting other people to help me with. So that is another thing to expect from season 2, more guests. I want that, and I can imagine all of you would like that as well. I try to be a little different with my episodes. Not your normal type of creepypasta. Another thing with season 2, like I already discussed, more merch is something that I would like to get out there. So if any of you want Tales of Werrytown merch going on, let me know, because I don't want to be the only one rocking it in this Tales of Werrytown mask I'm going to have. But yes, more details about the town as well. I've tried to be kind of careful with not giving too much away, but I often find myself a little overzealous with my writing and kind of just getting really into it. And kind of, you know, my eyes kind of just glaze over and I'm just at my laptop just typing, you know. I do want to talk a little bit more about the town and its secrets. It definitely has a little bit more to it than what meets the eye, which has already been known, but it has more to it than just some curses that happen during the Salem witch trials. Another thing, as I already kind of discussed when I was talking about my YouTube, is I want to post more shorts on my YouTube in terms of episodes that aren't really scary. So again, if you have any episode ideas, I know I have a few of them. When I say a few, I really mean a lot. I've got a lot of episodes that I've been wanting to write, but again, I feel like I can't really, because writing for my podcast is about all the writing I do now. But yes, I'm really excited to get back in it and write some other shorts and write some just some things that I find interesting, some things that I think are really cool. But yes, so I'm going to be writing about that as well. Another thing that I'm really wanting to do is I want to incorporate more sounds into my podcast. When I say that, I mean like Ode to the Man on Fire. Let's take that one for example. I had a lot of fun doing that one because I got to kind of play around with it. When I was writing the script for that one, the watercolor dream that that Malcolm has, the way I kind of pictured it in my head was just really nice. And I was listening to Mozart when I was writing it too, to kind of get in that feel of classical music. And it was just kind of, when I was writing it, it was just, it was weird. It was like I was in a trance when I was writing it. So I had a lot of fun doing that. And so I just want to kind of incorporate more sounds in terms of like musical instruments, or maybe have more friends who are in bands or who play instruments kind of help me out with that too. So yes, I am looking to do more of that. Also, another thing is I like to put in sound effects because it kind of makes me a little different. It kind of makes me a little bit more of a podcast radio or a radio show or something like that. But I like it because it just kind of sets the tone. It kind of brings in some ambiance and kind of makes it seem that much more realistic. So that's another reason why I like to do sound effects. I personally like it when sound effects go really well with the story being told. So on a random side note, I'm at work still. The building I work in has about 16 floors to it, and I'm on the 14th. I'm pretty sure there's a small handful of people that are inside the building too, but it's usually closed on the weekends. I have a access to it. Not going to talk too much about that. But all you need to know is that I am in a glass-like office on the 14th floor. And it's weird because there are these like light sensors and they keep going off from time to time. And so I'm like legitimately over here at this table recording, just kind of like, what's that? Okay, yeah, so let's get back to the podcast and just like, who's there? So it's just, I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent. But yeah, so the next segment is going to be a Q&A. I had a Q&A episode. I answered the questions that are most frequently asked. I answered questions that y'all had for me. I pretty much just kind of went over stuff like that. It was really fun. I enjoyed it. Again, that episode wasn't really supposed to happen, but I really enjoyed it. Some of the questions were a little interesting, but I had a lot of fun with just kind of the range of the questions. That was really cool. But yes, so I'm answering questions right now because I keep getting asked some questions over and over again, or sometimes I will receive a question and it's just like a kind of a good question. And it's something that I just kind of want to address to everybody who's listening to my content. So without any more blabbering, first question is, are your stories in order? The answer is no, they are not. But I do kind of put Easter eggs in there for people who are listening. So for example, in the last episode I dropped, I mentioned a street name and I said that the street name was Windhelm. I'm a huge Skyrim fan. So if you're a Skyrim fan, you probably picked up on that too. Another example is, overnight security at the local grocery store, as well as what's at the bottom of Earthstar Cave. I like to write my episodes in ways that they will kind of go with each other. Like I said, I already kind of know where I want this to go. I know what I want my end goal to be. I know how I want Tales of Werewetown to end in a way. And so while they aren't in order, and I'm not going to lie to you, some episodes do come up kind of on the fly, I make sure to, and this kind of goes with everything I write, I follow a set of rules whenever I'm writing things. Much almost like the hero's journey, where you kind of have to follow some guidelines on what happens next. I do the same with my with my episodes. So I kind of make them correlate with each other. Sometimes there's an episode that I just, hey, this sounds like fun, let me just do it real fast. But sometimes there are going to be episodes that correlate with each other and have Easter eggs in there. So question number two is, do you write these stories yourself? Answer is yes, I do. I write them every week. And I just kind of, Saturday and Sunday are like my days off. Monday and Tuesday, I'm brainstorming ideas, writing things down, erasing them, kind of going over them with my friends and family, and just kind of ask important questions like, does this sound interesting, what do you think about this, how do you think I should do that, stuff like that. Wednesday and Thursday I will normally write, and then I will go back and revise my scripts and just kind of clean them up, fix grammatical errors, kind of stuff like that, you know. Friday, I will usually try to record. Although, if you haven't noticed, and there's a question about this one too, which I'll answer more in detail, but Fridays and Saturdays, I will post. So, sometimes if I'm not able to get to it for whatever reason on Friday, I'll pick it up Saturday. But yes, I write all these stories myself. It's fun. It's tiring. I'm not going to lie to you. It's very tiring and exhausting. But when I post an episode up there and I see that, you know, I have more people, you know, I have more listeners in Canada now than I had originally. And I'm very proud of that. I have more listeners from Japan, Australia, Germany, all these other places. And so, while it is very kind of stressful and just kind of like a little exhausting, the payoff is really worth it. And I know ultimately I am doing this for my career, my dream. So, you know, you gotta kind of put in the work. You can't just be sitting on the sidelines. So, yes. Another question is, oh, this one I get a lot. So which state is the town in? I'm not sure if people are asking this question in terms of, because you kind of get two people asking this question. You kind of get people who are asking this question in terms of literally, like, where is this town literally at in the United States? And then you get the folks who are asking, where is the town located in, like, you know, in the stories? It's not a real town, at least, I don't know. I kind of just based it off of those, like, kind of quote-unquote, I'm doing like air quotes, glitches in the Matrix, where you're kind of like, hey, how long has that been there for? If you've ever driven on the same road like many times, and then you see something new and you're just like, wait, what the heck? That's kind of supposed to be Werrytown manifested there. So in a way it's a fictional town, but in a way it's based off of things that kind of happen normally to people. So next time you kind of find yourself going down a familiar route and something seems kind of different, or something seems kind of strange, or something seems kind of off, and you're kind of thinking to yourself like, oh, this is weird. That's supposed to be like Werrytown manifested there. So the town is I guess a real town in terms of your perception, but if I had to say where the town was really located, because it is located in America, and the reason why I did that is just because I don't know too much about other countries. I don't know too much about other areas, so I didn't really want to push any lines and just kind of talk about stuff I didn't know about. I know that sounds a little kind of weird, but it's just how I work. But yes, so if I had to say where the town is located in America, technically speaking, the town goes all around America and constantly shifts to different areas. I would possibly say it was based somewhere in Virginia. And the reason why I say Virginia is because that's primarily where witch trials were happening in America. There were other places, obviously. But that's kind of where it all kind of started, with like the whole Roanoke and everything, Jamestown, Virginia. I thought that was actually really interesting. But yeah, I just like the kind of secrecy behind it and the kind of mystery that there are stories that we're never going to know about, but back in the day they were like the biggest thing, you know what I mean? And that kind of stuff just fascinates me. So yeah, if I had to say where we was anywhere in America, I would possibly say it was more in Virginia than it was anywhere else, or at least it used to be in Virginia and then just became this huge never-ending town. Next question is, if you want to write for cartoons, why do you write scary stories? That's a pretty good question. That's a fair question. So I write scary stories because originally I was going to write a series that went storyline. But I knew I would be kind of limited in terms of when I'm able to write. So I kind of didn't want to hold on to too much at once. I didn't want to do too many things. And a part of the reason is because I know if I did create a show that has a storyline to it, I would ultimately be kind of ruining myself. I'd be trying to kind of keep in line with that storyline, and I feel like the content wouldn't really be that good. Whereas I can write Tales of Werrytown, and I could pick up a whole new almost storyline or timeline that I wanted. So it kind of gave me more freedom with that. And another reason why scary stories is I've just always wanted to do like scary stories. I always wanted to write and do like creepypastas on YouTube, you know. I wanted to do that stuff, but I never really kind of got into it. And so this podcast was a way for me to do it. Also, another reason is if you look at people who work for like Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, all that stuff, they have content out there that's not really necessarily kid friendly. I mean, look at JG Quintel. He's got a, sketch of Mordecai and Benson in a gas station, and this is before he came out with regular show, and he's got those characters in there, but it's got like some stuff with drugs in there and stuff like that. Essentially what I'm saying is that you can work for like, you know, children's cartoons and still write like fight scenes, horror type of stories. You can kind of play around with it too and just express yourself. That's what writing is all about. So that's why I do this. That's why I write scary stories. I just simply really like them. Next question is, why do some episodes come out Friday and others Saturday? So that is a good question. Yes. So pretty much it has to do with my schedule. I'm pretty busy outside of work, and inside of work, I'm just, you know, obviously really busy. But so yes, it just kind of deals with, did I have enough time to write today? Instead of posting Friday, do I have to write down, do I have to continue to write Friday, or do I have to go back and fix my writing and add some things? Or do I need to kind of like, you know, what am I doing? So it does kind of come down to my schedule. Essentially, like I said during my Q&A, work comes first and then my podcast comes second. I'm trying to make it so my podcast comes first and that I could kind of do that as a career, and in doing so give all of you better better content. I want to pretty much up my content level and focus on telling stories and writing scripts, and that's pretty much what I want to do. But yeah, so that is why some episodes come out Friday and others Sunday, just because of my schedule. How busy was I this week? You know, and stuff like that. next question is, are the scary things that happen random? I love the phrasing in that question. So they're not. I add in kind of like monsters where I see fit. So for example, the Hanukkah horror story where they go up to the mountains, I had werewolves in there because I know I talked about werewolves in my History of Werewetown episode where they dealt with werewolves. So I thought the werewolves would be the best kind of creature for that. Also, in What's at the Bottom of Earthstar Mine, I put in more werewolves. Surprise, surprise. If you're wondering what that sound was, if I didn't make it apparent to you, it was werewolves. And I chose werewolves because I wanted to kind of make a point. I'm not going to say too much about it because I don't want to ruin anything. But the monsters I kind of put in into my stories serve a purpose. Another example would be this last episode of Officer Reese and the Dancing Man, where the blob came out of the sewers. The reason why I went with the blob, and I know it sounds kind of like a stupid, silly, like monster, but the reason why I chose that monster specifically is because I wanted to make a point that the town of Werewe is going to throw whatever it wants at you. There's no real set form of monsters, and the monsters or the scary things that live in the town can come in any shape or form. And if you listen closely to the type of monster I add into certain scenes, then it'll paint a little bit more of a picture of just what's going on in this town. And that's another reason why I chose certain monsters. I wanted them to represent the history of the town, coming back in a way that nobody would really understand. But again, for those who do pay attention to the episodes, you'd probably catch on if you heard like a werewolf in this certain area, because then you know that, okay, I'm possibly close to the mountains, stuff like that, you know? So I like to incorporate certain monsters for certain reasons. I have, I like to add in little kind of slips of, Easter eggs, like I said, and it's just kind of built up in a way. I know that was a long way around the answer, but I wanted to be as clear with that as possible. Hopefully I came off pretty clear, but let's just jump to the next steps. Let's just jump to the next question. Next question is the town cursed? Yeah, the town is cursed, but that's not the only thing that's happening. The curse pretty much just enhanced something that was already happening with the town. So yeah, it's kind of like that thing was asleep and then the curse kind of brought it back up. So you could think of it like that. So to say that the town is cursed would be a little bit of an understatement. Next question is, are your stories meant to be scary? Yes and no. You know, if you get scared out of them and you kind of have fun getting scared, I don't know if you're like me where I'm a complete freak with that, where I like to get scared sometimes. So if you're like me and you just want to listen to something scary and I'm able to scare you, then I'm happy about that. I'm glad I'm able to do that. But another thing is I've noticed that I go a little bit too kind of cozy things. So I like to kind of have my episodes be, yeah, somewhat scary, but I also want them to be really cozy. I want you to be able to wake up and go for a drive with like your favorite like coffee or your favorite like beverage next to you and listen to me while you drive down a familiar road, or maybe before you're getting ready to go to sleep, listen to me. Maybe if it's raining outside and it's like stormy weather and, you know, you're listening to me, that sounds great. You know, I grew up in North Carolina, so rainy weather all the time. I loved it. Yes, essentially, my stories aren't meant to be scary. They're meant to be cozy, but if you get scared by them, that's great too. I like to tell scary stories in the way where my audience forgets that they're scary stories and just that they're interesting stories. As long as they're interesting, I feel like I did a good job. So last question, okay, finishing it off, last question is, what is your writing style? That's a good question. I feel like my writing style is more of an abstract type of writing style. I like to write things in ways where the audience kind of makes it their own and the audience kind of uses their imagination to just kind of see what I'm doing. I like to just be very abstract with it and just let it be up for interpretation. What's happening here, you know? Another thing that I would call my style is I just like to write, I like to write dialogue. I like to put you into the characters' lives. I like to kind of do stuff in the background too. Unfortunately, I'm not able to really do that too much with my podcast, but like I said earlier, in my scripts, I write things out. So for example, in the Royal Cornwall's Ghost episode, in the script form of that, not in the podcast form, but in the script form of that, I wrote it in a way where you saw, because the ghost glowed green. So in that episode, in the script form, I wrote it so you saw a lot of kind of green in the background. You saw a lot of like moss green in the background, and that was the same color as a ghost. And so it was meant to kind of be interpreted as, are these ghosts really haunting him? Or did his submarine just come across some unfortunate events that led to him being stranded at the bottom of the ocean in front of this sunken ship? And is he just going crazy thinking that there are like ghosts around? So I kind of make it in a way where it's up to you to kind of figure it out. Sometimes I will make it very kind of cut and dry. Hey, here's what it is. But sometimes I will put in there something that you either need to think about a little bit, or maybe it's interpreted by you in a certain way. And I think that's really fun when people do that. I know Malcolm in the Middle does that a lot, and I really enjoy it because it's kind of that moment where for a second you're kind of in the writer's chair and you're kind of taking control of this episode. It's kind of like a choose your own adventure. I'm going off on this a little bit, but yes. So my writing style is one that I love to kind of be interpreted. I love to kind of add in little things to people who are paying attention, and add in little kind of subtle things that will let you know a little bit more about what's going on around you if you pay attention to pretty much what's happening in the story. So that would be my writing style right there. I'm sorry if I can't really put it in too many words. I legitimately see my podcasts as a form of art. One reason why I enjoy writing them and voice acting, if you can call it that, for them as well. But yes, so that is the last question that I have. And I just want to, again, thank all of you so much for being with me along this journey and listening to my podcast. I want to thank all of my subscribers, or not subscribers, but like my followers and my audience. I want to thank them all. And to those of you, I know that I just got some listeners in Japan, and to all my other international Listeners, I want to say thank you and welcome to the town of Werewe. Yes, so I'm going to go ahead and get out of here because this glass coffin I'm in is making me extremely uncomfortable, especially because for like the last 30 minutes I kept seeing like some like shadows from like the corner of my eye. I'm on the 14th floor, glass building, glass interior on my own, and I'm kind of feeling a little bit like Tony Shalhoub in 13 Ghosts, or Matthew Lillard in 13 Ghosts. So I'm gonna go ahead and bail. Come back next week for a brand new episode of Tales of Werewe Town, and don't forget to rate my videos on whichever platform you are listening on, whether it be Spotify, Apple Music, CastBox, or Anchor. Go ahead and rate me on there. I would love that. Also follow me on Instagram to get the latest updates on my podcast and episodes and all that stuff. I look forward to next week. Have a great day, and yeah, have a great time, everyone.